He's a former Giant pitcher. He's one of the good guys up in the Sacramento area and knows the game very cold. A good former player. He's been a senior player, got a coach, and we love him. That's Jim Barr. Jim, nice to have you with us this morning.
Thank you, Marty. Nice to be here again.
Well, what did you think last night? Did you happen to see the game with Bochy coming out, putting his hands on Romo's shoulder and saying, son, get us out of this thing?
Yeah, that's in one way it's a good sign because you know you're going to be staying in the game. He wants to talk to you. But the biggest thing is he's asking you as a pitcher, okay, how do you feel? How do you want to attack him to get your feeling and everything? But he has an idea what he wants to do too. So I was kind of, you know, I was torn. You don't really want to walk him. I think you can pitch to him very carefully, make him, if he doesn't offer at a bad pitch, he walks. And then you go after Hill. But Romo threw him a slider that maybe caught a little bit too much of the plate, but Goldschmidt looked like he was in a little bit of a pool mode, and he lined it out the pen, so game over. Way to go.
Yeah, quite a game last night. Broke the six-game losing streak. Jim, you've been in losing streaks before. Do you press as a player, even though we say it's a long season and teams in first place and you're having all these good things happen, players, I guess, tend to say, all right, and I thought they played very aggressively last night. I thought they came out, they ran aggressively, they hit aggressively. Does a ball club get into that mode when after you lose six straight?
You do a little bit, but I think the team, you know, the classic example is the 2010 team. And I think that this year the team looks a little bit exactly like that mentality-wise. Was 2010, they go out there and they lose a game and come back the next day and you wouldn't even know they even played a game the day before. And a little bit of that mentality looks like they're having this year too. But, you know, when you lose 9 out of 10 like that, it is on your mind. But the thing you have to do is turn it into a positive and not a negative. And the negative is, I have to do this, I have to do that. Whereas the positive is, you just go up there knowing what you can do, understand the situation, and do the best you can in that situation instead of putting the pressure on yourself.
Boy, Jim Barr with us, former Giants pitcher, is an expert in the area of pitching. I'm anxious to get your thought on Matt Cain. I got to see him pitch in Chicago. It was not pretty. Of course, his game against, Colorado? I think he walked four in the first inning. What's up with Matt Cain? What's going on with him?
Well, you know, not being around him every day, and it's tough to make a really good analysis. But what I do see on TV with Matt is that I think, and it goes a little bit like what I've said about Timmy too, is if they can get a little bit better command with the fastball, it makes your other pitches a little more hittable, even though they might not be strikes. But when you're not getting your fastball over a lot, then you've got to go to a breaking ball, and if you're not getting that over, now you're always pitching in a hitter's count. So to me, I've always said, pitch with your fastball. You see a lot of guys, they can go out there and throw 80%, 90% fastballs if they can hit spots. But if they can't hit spots with it, then you have to start going to something else, because then you feel like, well, they're going to sit on my fastball, so I'll throw this. And you have a tendency to throw your other pitches toward corners, so you start missing more, so you start digging yourself into a deeper hole.
Well, that's a great point. I think the caller made that before you came on. I said, boy, you get ahead, then you start going outside, inside. Instead of, throw a pitch within the strike zone and try to beat a hitter that way. Is that a legitimate way to pitch?
I think so. I mean, there was one game I had that against Pittsburgh one time, and I just thought it was one of those days where the mentality was, well, I just don't feel like I've got it today. But, you know, I'm not going to tell the manager that I can't pitch today because I don't have my good stuff. So I'll just go out there, pitch, and take my lumps, and let's get this thing over with. And all of a sudden I look up, and it's into the ninth inning, and it scores 1-1. So I think, you know, you relax a little bit, and you just make your pitches. That's all you can do as a pitcher is make your pitches. When you feel you have to start making something, and you have to do this, and you have to do that, that's when you start missing by more, and you start aiming the ball a little bit. But when you have confidence, and you just let it go because you know you can do that, good things are going to happen. So, and I always thought it always starts with your fastball. The game today is built on power, hitters like the power. You know, they, you don't see a lot of high average guys. You see guys with a with some average that are leading the league, and then you see a lot of guys that are down in the low twos. You don't see too many that you like to see, like there was, you know, 5-10 years ago in the mid to high twos. So therefore, that tells me it's more about power. Well, if it's going to be power, then I'll give them the power. I'll let them use their power, but I'm going to put my fastball in a spot where they can't hit it the way they want to hit it.
Wow, very good. And as you always told me, if you're hoping, you ain't pitching.
That's right.
Yeah, if you're hoping, you ain't pitching, so you better have that confidence to get your stuff over. Jim,
yeah,
Bart,
gotta have confidence.
You do, and that's what I'm talking about, pitching within the strike zone. And I think the caller made a good point, and that is, you know, you don't want to serve up an 0-2 pitch that's going to get hit for a home run or a big hit. But there is some point of having the confidence to come in the strike zone with a good pitch that is not going to be tattooed.
Hitters will get themselves out. I mean, if they're that good a hitter, they'll be hitting 400 or 500, but they will get themselves out. So don't be afraid to make that pitch.
All right. Hey, good point. Jim, we have Joe Panik gets his first start today. He had a plate appearance yesterday, not an at-bat, as Andy Bagley told me, because he did walk. You've been around the game a long time. Can you think back to some young people coming up onto the Giants when you were there, and sort of the anticipation of a young player and what sort of a career they may have? Maybe it was even a Gary Matthews or a Maddox or someone like that, and then all of a sudden the career takes off, and what could be going through this kid's mind today?
Well, I saw that at bat, and the one swing he had, I liked the swing. The swing looked good. I mean, even though he swung and missed the ball, to me it looked like a good, and I thought the most impressive thing was he wasn't over-anxious and swung at a couple of borderline pitches, and therefore he took the walk. So that told me right there that he probably has a pretty good idea what he's doing up there, what he likes to hit, what he wants to see the swing at. So I hope he has a good job. I think we need a little bit more offense from that second base spot. We've been getting some big stuff from Hicks, true, but I think we need a little more consistency out of that spot.
Well, excitement, though, for I want to get some of the rookies who came up when you were there, and all of a sudden it was their first game, and how they made careers or didn't make careers. Do you remember any of those?
Well, I can't, you know, Marty, I'm getting older. I can't remember some of those names.
How about Maddox? Didn't Maddox come up with you?
Yeah, Maddox was there. He was, one thing that was good about him was when he first came, he was a pretty good contact guy. Didn't strike out a lot. And with his speed, I mean, he could flat out fly. And then when he did start making contact, when you can make contact, you gain confidence. And after that, you go, well, I know I'm going to hit the ball. And then you keep swinging. And then he started getting more and more hits, and you could see it because it was always fun to watch him run the bases. But there's a lot of young guys I know when I came up, you could tell there was one guy, I can't remember the name of, darn it, he was right-handed. He came out of spring training with just an awesome spring training and made the club, and he'd been around for about 5 or 6 years. But then during the season, all of a sudden the pitchers got a little bit better, and you could see he was trying to press, and he started swinging. And he just never got above 200. And so he struggled. And then because of that, it was just, you know, it's kind of a spring training wonder. And you felt sorry for him because he had been around for so long and had a great spring, made the club. But then once the season started, he started pressing, feeling like he had to make things happen and swing at everything. And the pitchers found his holes, and it was over from there.
Sounds like the old Randy Elliott story.
Thank you, Marty. That's exactly who it was, Randy Elliott. Yep, right-handed hitter, right-handed a little bit of power hitter.
Yeah. Hey, Jim, a pleasure having you on today. Bumgarner today, I know you're high on him, and he's had a tremendous beginning of the season here, had a very good May, and he seems to do well against Arizona. So it's sort of set up for a good Sunday for the Giants.
Well, if his breaking balls work, and I like his breaking ball when it has a little bit of down tilt to it. Sometimes when his breaking ball gets a little flat, as hard as he throws, everything stays in that one plane. But when he starts getting that breaking ball with a little bit of a tilt to it and throwing for strikes, we all know he's going to be tough.
All right, we'll look for that today. Jim, thanks as always, and I'll see you down at the ballpark.
Thank you, Marty, and I'll see you soon.
All right, that is Jim Barr, former pitcher for the San Francisco Giants. Always has a great perspective on pitching. So look for the downward tilt today of Madison Bumgarner to see what happens there.